Following is a paid presentation.
Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour on KSRO, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions to Allison and her guest experts at 707-636-1350. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I won't do a bunch of noise makers and stuff in case people are hungover this morning.
That probably won't play well with right now.
I know. In the past, we've had to
talk real silent.
I know, right? Promise not to yell into your radio. Anyway, good morning and happy New Year, everyone. It's what, every 7 years or so we actually are here on New Year's Day. And
I'd say it's a little less than that because the leap year pushes everything up.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yes.
Whatever.
It is sort of weird having the holidays on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so it is different, but it is Sunday.
It is.
And it's 9 hours in.
There you go. So yeah. If y'all are just waking up, happy New Year. Hope you had fun last night.
I got to tell you a quick story last night. There was a football game on last night between Georgia and Ohio State.
Okay.
And how long football games are, it was in Atlanta. It started at 5 o'clock here.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was going to come close to midnight over there.
Oh, yeah.
And about 8:30 our time, they were actually advertising what they had on ABC, which was the Dick Clark Christmas
thing.
So they were only 20 minutes away, but the announcer said stay here. It was a great game, so people were gonna stay there. But I thought it was sort of weird because on our ABC it had the same thing on but 3 hours earlier.
All right.
But
yeah.
Then the game came to an end. It was getting close to midnight and I was gonna change the channel to watch my traditional, but mm-hmm. the game in, and they've got this thing, there was a field goal attempt as time was running out. And there's something on Twitter, split screen. The play started when the countdown in New York was at 3 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And it ended. So the play started in 2022
right.
and ended in 2023. And the kick was no good. Georgia won. So a great start for the Georgia fans to the new year.
Right.
Not so good for Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
yeah.
You can talk real estate.
We can go back to that's funny. Yeah, I was watching the, Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Right, that's
with
what
Ryan Seacrest. So I watched that.
That's where the three-hour difference really comes into play because the East Coast sees it first, right?
Right.
And that's what they were showing during the football game. And I turned it to Channel 7, RABC, and it said, 3 hours and 20 minutes to, so they had the, obviously, the West Coast feed. So
right, right.
It makes a big difference on New Year's Eve, the difference between the 3 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to watch all the different. And then they had, in Puerto Rico, too, they had their countdown, which was an hour earlier than New York. So they were actually the first one in the United States.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to see. And
you could start watching countdowns about 3 o'clock in the morning, right? With
Australia
and all that stuff. So
China and all that.
Didn't do that, by the way.
I didn't either. Anyway, real estate. We're going to talk a little bit about, today. We're going to be talking about real estate and what happened this last year. And then kind of going forward, what we're going to need to do differently. The market has obviously softened. We've been talking about it. It's not a market crash by any means. It's just a slowdown and really kind of a correction from the craziness that we had the last couple of years that really was driven by the pandemic and just unprecedented activity that nobody expected. So we'll take a look at kind of this year compared to last year compared to the year before, in December what things look like and the activity we're seeing now, and just kind of really trying to understand what's happening in the market. I talk about it all the time. There's a lot of news out there that very much generalizes the real estate market across the nation. And it's such a different market, no matter, you know, wherever you are in the country, your market is specific to your area. And so here in Sonoma County, we're very different than the news that you're hearing from the East Coast, the news you're hearing from Texas or from, you know, Atlanta or Colorado. I mean, it's different every market. And even within our market, there's some differences. So, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to really get local information about your real estate market and understand what's happening in, not only in your market, but the area of the market that you're looking in, whether that is an area of the county or an area, a price point, a type of house, a type of, whether it's a condo or multi-unit property, investment property, wine, estate property, a vineyard property, some land. I mean, they're all so different. So you really need to fine-tune the information that you're gathering specifically to that area that you're looking in. And it's a good idea to look across the board and understand what's going on across the country and understand what's going on in all of the county, because it does affect what happens in every aspect of real estate. And it's good to understand it, but when you're specifically, when you're selling or buying or thinking about selling or buying or both, and really to understand what that segment of the market looks like, it's really important. So whether it's you giving me a call and we'll go over that specifically, or if you have your own favorite realtor, you can give them a call, talk to your lender or call me and I'll connect you with a great lender and really understand what's happening, not only in the real estate segment, your segment of the real estate market, but how does the interest rates affect that? How do you know what you need to do for that and what you need to know and understand for, and just like every market is different, every person is different when they're looking at a mortgage rate, when they're looking at applying for a mortgage, the type of mortgage you get, the type of credit you have, the type of job you've had, you have your history and your, how much money you're putting down, how much money you make. I mean, there's this huge checklist that dictates really what your credit score is going to, what your mortgage rate is going to be. So not only are they moving up and down based on the, what the government sets the interest rate to be, but they are also moving up and down based on your specific situation. So it's really, really important to understand that and to talk to a lender really early on in the process. And also what the lenders can do is give you really good tips on what to do to make some quick changes and raise up your credit score, because your higher your credit score, the better your interest rate's gonna be. So that, along with a bunch of other things that affect your credit score affect your mortgage rate. So it's really important. And heading into 2023, have to get used to saying that, it's important to, if buying a home or if selling your home is something, on your list of things to do this year, it's important just to start, especially if you're buying or if you're selling and then buying, to really look at your at what that mortgage rate is going to look like for you and what you can do maybe to make some quick changes. Maybe it's, in the next 6 months, maybe it's like next month. There are some things that you can do in one reporting period to the credit bureaus to change your credit score that really will affect your interest rate, but also could affect your ability to even qualify for a loan. So important stuff. Talk to your lender. If you don't have a good lender, I can connect you, because there are some really good lenders I worked with. And some, for the most part, we have some really good lenders. There have been a few where I would think twice about using, but for the most part, and really, I'll give you an honest opinion of if you ask me about a lender, I'm going to let you know if I had trouble with them and if we had a hard time closing an escrow with that lender. But for the most part, we have some really good lenders here in town. So, and it is really important when you're putting an offer in that you have a lender that's known in the community and the listing agent has worked with them before and they know that, oh, they're going to get the job done. Or, you know, on the other side of that, if they've had a hard time with that lender and you're coming in with an offer and say, here's an offer, here's a pre-approval from this lender, and they're going, oh my gosh, I don't want to work with that lender. And obviously they're not going to make that decision. It's the seller's decision. But it really does make a difference who you work with and who on the lender side and the realtor side. So anyway, that's a whole long conversation we can have, so I won't go there any further than that. So basically, we're going to be talking about what happened in the market this month, December, taking a look at what happened in December, and then what's currently active on the market. I have last year, we were here on January 2nd, and so I have the numbers from January 2nd. Last year, so we can take a look at those and see where we're.
Are you sure about that? Yeah, you are.
I am sure. As a matter of fact, yeah. I don't know. The document I'm looking at says, excuse me, it says January 2nd. So anyway, we'll look at that. And then I'll spend the rest of the show really just talking about getting yourself ready, whether it's getting yourself ready to buy or to sell. We are in a market where we're really kind of going back to the basics in some cases. If you're a seller or a buyer, really, but the seller in particular, getting back to the basics of, you know, real estate, getting your house ready, it's become more important as things slow down a little bit. It's more important for you to do the little things that really make your house stand out. Buyers are able to be a little pickier now than they were last year. So we'll talk about that during the show as well. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk all about what happened here in December and all that good stuff. This is Allison Norman. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
You're listening to KSRO with Marconi Award-winning Sonoma County's Morning News. We've got the local news covered. Stay informed throughout the day. News, traffic, weather, and the best talk radio is on KSRO. Listen from your phone anytime. Download the KSRO app from the App Store now.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. We have in stock right now a truly huge selection of every kind of flooring, which we bought at pre-inflation prices, so we can offer it to you at prices we all thought were a distant memory. Now to August 8th, millions of dollars worth of carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, and much more, as much as 60% off. The Floor Store's summer rollback sale. Let's relive the good old days. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Hi, this is Allison Norman, host of the Real Estate Hour, Sundays right here on KSRO. If this is the year you plan to start building your real estate investment portfolio, let's chat. As a local realtor and property owner, I'm a firm believer in the power of real estate as a wealth-building tool. Have you been thinking of investing in real estate but don't know where to start? I can help. Whether you're thinking of a long-term retirement strategy, passive income, an income-generating vacation home, or simply looking for information, I can connect you with agents I know and trust around the world to help you through the process. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty, and she's host of the Real Estate Hour Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Joe and I were talking before the show about the fireworks that are all of our fun neighbors were. Yeah, thank you very much for that. My dogs appreciate it.
Yeah, really. Our cats were hiding pretty well. And it seemed like it was, well, I can't say all night because I actually fell asleep around 9:30. And then I was woken up. It must be midnight.
Yeah, you always know.
Yeah.
Well, and it used to be, I think that's when we would know. It's midnight. Now it was like all at like 8 o'clock at night, people started doing the fireworks. And I guess they were on, you know, New York time, and they were excited about that. Like you went to bed at after midnight.
Actually, there was a thing on Facebook. I appreciate my neighbors wishing me a Happy New Year's at 8:43 yeah. with fireworks.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, I think I posted that too. I saw it. It was.
I think you did.
I did, and it was a bunch of other people did too. But yeah, very true. Anyway, I'm glad you're all having fun.
We can tell.
No, it was good. Anyway, it's all good. But I did stay home, and I was remembering after that started, I'm like, oh, that's another reason I usually lately have stayed home is my dogs. I mean, you the fireworks and all of that. And boy, did I see a lot of found dogs posted on Facebook. I saw maybe 10 just in the course of the evening of people posting, hey, I found this dog. And it was all pretty much in Santa Rosa that I saw it. Maybe one up in Windsor. Yeah, where people had found, because the fireworks, they freak out and they get out, you know, if you left them outside and went somewhere. Anyway, so that's always a concern. But anyway, I'm glad if you went out and had fun. And like I said, I'm going to
Those fireworks are illegal, for one.
Right.
They scare the heck out of animals.
Yeah.
But besides that, good job having a good time.
I'm glad you had fun. I reference it all the time I don't know if you ever saw the movie We Bought a Zoo. It was there was this one point where the little girl was really, she's looking out the window, the neighbors were having a party and having a good old time, and she was sad, and the dad asked what was wrong, and she said, they're happy is too loud. And I think about that often when I'm like, grumbly, you know, and then you have to kind of turn it around going, they're having a good time. They're happy. And I'm,
grumbly? No way.
Well, you know, when you go, making all this noise, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, they're having fun, you know. But I think of that line often where it says, they're happy was too loud. And really, you got to kind of internalize that and go, is it that they're, you know, maybe it's that they're having fun and you're not, you know. So anyway, if you went out, had a great time, I'm happy for you. Hope you stayed safe and you're not suffering too much.
Well, the weather
this
gave us a break.
Yeah, beautiful. It was beautiful this morning, too.
And last night, too. But the forecast was as late as Thursday that it was going to be wet all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And it stopped just in time for the New Year's Eve parties.
Yes. Yes. Mother Nature, thank you. And it was beautiful this morning. So great day. Get out and do something fun for New Year's Day. Go for a hike. You can go to the beach. We used to go every year to the city and go ice skating. They had at Union Square, and then also at the, I don't know what that part, at the Embarcadero. They have an ice skate. I don't know if they still do this year. But anyway, that used to be kind of our thing to do every New Year's, and we haven't really done that in a while.
And while you're having fun, bring on your radio at 12:30 on KSRO, 49ers Raiders.
Oh, that's so, right. I forgot about that game. Yeah. Ooh, that'll be a good one. Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas. And 49ers fans are hoping it won't be a good one.
Oh.
Because they should win.
They won. Well, yeah, knocking on all the wood. Although we play the Raiders game here.
Right, they're playing the 49ers, we get a twofer.
There we go. Awesome. Okay, so let's get back to
all right, back to real estate.
Back to real estate. We're going to talk, I wanted to cover what happened in, currently let's look at what's active on the market. It's kind of that weird week where, you know, it's that we're on holiday all week long, you know, you can't really get a lot done. However, there were active real estate listings, and they are, and I pulled it up. What last year? Let's look at compared to last year. So this is interesting. January 2nd, 2022, last year, there were 192 listings, single-family homes listed on the market. This year, there are actually 358 on the market. So as we've been seeing, you know, last year, really all of, you know, I talked about at the beginning of the show and have talked about it many times, that the market in 2020, when everything shut down, it was March, I think, everything, they said, okay. Actually, it was, because it was right by my birthday. Everything shut down in March. We didn't know what was going to happen with real estate. Everybody was, you know, thought you can't show homes, you can't do any, you know, how are we going to sell any real estate? Everything's going to fall apart. Complete opposite happened. We still couldn't show homes until I think mid-May. They allowed us to actually go inside homes, and it was very restrictive. But people, even in that time when you couldn't show homes, we were selling homes. And then they dropped the interest rates to kind of try and keep things going. And boy, did that just, everything just took off. We had such low inventory because we had so many buyers out there buying. So the difference from last year to this year, 192 active last year, 358 active this year. We definitely have more inventory on the market. And really, that's a good thing. It's not something to be afraid of or worried about. It has slowed the market a little bit, but there's still buyers out there buying. The interest rates are up. They're finding ways to work around it. And like I said, talk to a lender and they can help you kind of figure out how to get that interest rate down. But, you know, the higher numbers of inventory is a good thing. It was too much. It was too restricted. There were too many buyers that were just getting beat up in the market. So it's a little bit easier now. As a seller, you just need to be aware of that things have slowed down a little bit, and just change your expectations and change your strategy a little bit. So again, quickly looking at that, single family homes, there were 358 active on the market. Condos, there are 33 condos active on the market right now. Interesting number for that, for last January, there were only 13 condos on the market last January. It was tough for the condo buyers last year. So really good to see that number come up. So there are 33 now instead of 13. 43 mobile homes on the market. Again, that number's higher too. There were 28 last year. Now there are 43 active this week, last year. And then 28 last year, there were 28 multi-unit homes available. And now there are 39 this year, December. Or this week, January 1st, 206 lots on the market. That number has stayed pretty much the same. There were 210 last year. So that number, lots and land, really a different market, very different type of property, and different numbers definitely on that one. In escrow, single family homes in escrow, we have 204 right now. So 358 active, 204 in escrow. We sold 211 last year. Last month, all of December, we sold 211. And comparing that to last year, do I have it? Last year, we sold 380. So we're definitely down in our sales as well. So, you know, it's just the market is different. And you really just need to understand that when you're putting a house in the market and when you're getting out looking at property to buy. Very big differences in that you have more to look at now and maybe a little less competition, really just because the numbers have gotten bigger as far as what's available to you. But then also, you know, the interest rates are up. So it's slowing people down a little bit. But people, you know, we are selling homes. We sold 211 this last month. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break for the news. We'll finish these numbers when we get back, and I'll try and tell it to you in a way that makes sense. There's so many numbers, I don't want to just throw a bunch of numbers out at you. This is Allison Norman, and it's a Happy New Year day, and we're going to take a quick break. Listen to the news. We'll come back. We'll talk more about real estate. See you soon.
Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
morning and a bit of uncertainty after the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict. ABC's Inés de la Cotera is outside of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
Pope Benedict was the first pope to step down in 600 years. And so we know what it looks like when a reigning pope dies, but it's unclear what happens when a former pope passes. In this case, we know that Pope Benedict will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting on Monday. His funeral will be held on Thursday, and it will be, importantly, presided over by Pope Francis.
The mother and the aunt of a man who attacked police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve blocks from Times Square notified law enforcement recently about concerns that he was gravitating toward dangerous Islamist ideologies. The 19-year-old suspect, Trevor Bickford, had taken a train to New York from his home state of Maine just days before the attack. And another passing. Anita Pointer, one of the Grammy-winning Pointer sisters, died of cancer on Saturday. She was 74. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth, filling in for Daniel Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the fairly chilly overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies, coastal winds reaching 20 miles per hour, and a less than 10% chance of showers to give us daytime highs in the high 50s to low 60s. Later this evening, we can anticipate fairly cloudy skies and up to a 25% chance of showers to leave us with overnight lows in the high 30s and low 40s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And this is our first show of the year. And Happy New Year to you. Looking forward to spending another year with y'all.
First live show on KSRO of the year.
It is.
Period.
Oh.
That means we get up early.
We're the first. And I wanted to just, I didn't mention last week, Christmas. Joe and I both got to take the day off. Hope you had a good Christmas.
Well, the morning part.
Yeah. Oh, and then you were in here.
The
with
Warriors
the,
always playing
all
Christmas.
Of that
that's,
stuff.
That's starting to become my tradition.
Your Christmas tradition.
Have dinner and then go do the Warriors game.
Right. Right. So So we had a recorded show. If you were listening last week, a little bit of a best of, and thanks to Michelle Marquis for putting that together for me at the last moment. And a lot of the shows do a just kind of do a replay or a best of. Replay of a show. My shows are so specific every week with the numbers and what's happening that week that it really didn't make sense to do it that way. So we put together a compilation of different shows. And anyway, so you could have a show on Christmas. I don't know if anyone listened because it was Christmas morning and you had better things to do probably. But anyway, thanks to Michelle for putting that together for me. And looking forward to another year with you guys. And always, Joe, thanks for all you do as well. Getting in here early and running that board, making sure that we're on the air.
Most of the time.
Even though sometimes I come running in the door right before we start. Anyway, let's finish up the numbers. We're talking about real estate here on the Real Estate Hour. Where did we end off? Mobile homes. There were 43. Oh, I think we got through all of that, the active numbers. So 33 condos this year, this right now, there are 33 condos in Sonoma County. You can go take a look at condos and townhouses. There are 34 in escrow and 28 sold in December. So taking a look at those December numbers, here's a really significant difference. Actually, when you look at, I want to kind of look at the difference between this December and last December. Last December, there were 411 single-family homes that sold. This December, there were 211. So really, there is a huge difference in what the market was like last year. And I want to, you know, I should drill that in, but I want to make sure people understand that when you're putting a house on the market, it's not that it's not a good time to put your house in the market. It really still is a good time to put your house in the market. The expectation needs to change a little bit that it may not sell for, you know, $100,000 over the list price. It may not have multiple offers. It may have one really good offer. You know, there's still buyers out there looking. So just change that expectation a little, and you and your realtor are going to need to change their strategy a little bit. So just important to understand that. The numbers tell a very interesting story, and what we're feeling in the market, you can see it in the numbers. Really kind of vice versa. You see in the numbers, we can feel it. We can understand. You look at the numbers and you go, oh, I can feel that happening. I know it's less that sold last year, this year than last year. Looking at the condos, there were 28 condos that sold last month. There were 62 that sold last year. So that's a huge difference. It's a different market right now. And really, we're all kind of welcoming the little bit of a slowdown. As long as it doesn't get too slow. So that's kind of where we're in that place where we go, okay, we can all catch our breath. Things are a little better now. As far as how crazy it was and how it was hard to get the loans done quick enough because we couldn't get an appraiser out there and we couldn't get an offer accepted because all these people were throwing cash, non-contingent offers out. And for the buyers that couldn't do that, it was really tough. So it's nice to see that getting a little bit back to some sense of normal. However, we want to watch it and make sure it doesn't get too much. The pendulum doesn't swing too much in the opposite direction. Take a look at mobile homes. There were 20 mobile homes that sold in December. There were 27 that sold last year. So that market really, significant changes there. Multi-units, there were 13 that sold this month and 21 that sold this same month last year. Lots and land, there were 16 that sold in 2022 December, and there were 27 that sold last year. So difference, but it's like I said, with the lots and lands, it's a much different market. What's interesting, when we talk about the market changing and things that have changed, the median sold price between last year and this year is pretty much the same. The median for December this year is $749,000. The median for last year was December last year was $750,000. So, we did see it go up to the eight. I'm looking at about like the highest median sold price was $825,000, and that was in May of this year. So, we see it fluctuate, but looking specifically at December, it's not a huge difference. So we're not seeing prices drop. And it's really important to understand. I was looking at an article, I think it's North, I don't know who, it's North Bay Business Journal. And it says North Bay home sales drop in November from year before as interest rates rise, which is true. The sales are down. But I think it's important that people understand when you hear sales are down, do not equate that to value being down. The values are not down. And we're not seeing the huge over, offers written way over the list price. We're also seeing agents and sellers pricing more realistically. A lot of what we saw where it was a huge $100,000 over the list price was because they priced it $100,000 too low. And they were doing that. A lot of agents were doing that intentionally to stir up the activity to get the 25 offers and get the $100,000 over the list price and then advertise it that I'm getting $100,000. I got my seller $100,000 over the list price. A lot of times it's because, and I'm not putting down any realtor for doing that, it kind of became the way that we had to do it. It's what sellers expected. It's what buyers expected. It's really hard to kind of push back against that when it's a trend that's happening. But anyway, so even though we're not seeing the huge overbids and the multiple offers and, all the buyers coming in to look at one property, we're still, I think a lot of what it is we're not, is people are pricing more realistically and they're not pricing too low to drum up that activity. That's part of it. Part of it also is the interest rates are high. And my point in this is that when you see a news article and we hear it on the news and we hear a lot of talk about sales being down, just remember that sales is the number of homes that are selling, not the value of the homes. Your home value has not gone down. In fact, it's actually gone up. And they are trying to look at the home. I don't have it on this. Oh, it's on a different one. Price per square foot, I think, is actually up. Yeah, average price per square foot is up 2.5% from last December. So, you know, it's just important to understand that there are more homes on the market. There are fewer sales. Buyers have more to look at. Interest rates are higher, so buyers are really, some buyers have been priced out of the market because of the interest rates. And that's why it's important to talk to the lender and see if there's a way to get your interest rate down so that you can afford the house that you want to put an offer on, or you can qualify for the loan. Anyway, so it's just important to understand that when the news stories that you hear, that we're not talking about values, we're talking about the number of homes sold, and that's what's down significantly. Anyway, let's move on from that. So those are the numbers, and I'm you know, sorry there were so many numbers and kind of thrown out all over the place. What I'll do is I'll put this on the Facebook page. And you can look and see yourself. And I didn't really go into the days on the market. Actually, if you look at, looking back, I looked at December in 2019. In December of 2019, there were 308 homes that sold. So it was really kind of right in the middle. This year is 211. 2021, it was 411. In 2020, it was 401. In 2019, it was 308. 2019 was the last kind of normal pre-COVID market that we had. And we're really, I feel like, getting back to that market. The difference is the interest rates are higher now. But at the end of 2019, we really were experiencing a slowdown. We had more inventory and we had people really kind of watching the market, seeing what was going to happen. There was some political stuff going on that had people, asking if, what was going to happen with the economy. There was a lot going on, and we were really seeing things start to slow down in the end of 2019, and then COVID hit, and that's when everything took off. And so it was just a really interesting market. And I think really now, heading into 2023, we're going to get back to more normal, get back to where we were in 2019. However, if you rode through that crazy ride we just had or bought a house at the beginning of it, you really have earned quite a bit of equity in your home and or realized quite a bit of equity just simply by owning the home and not even having to do any work. It just, prices went up. We're not expecting anything to drop significantly, and really they haven't been dropping. They've actually, like I said, they've gone up year over year. They're up 2.5%. So anyway, keep that in mind. I don't have a clock in front of me, Joe. Let's take another quick break, and then we'll shift gears and talk about getting your house ready for the market, or getting yourself ready to buy a home, what your real estate plans are for this next year. Let's chat about that when we get back. I'm Allison Norman. You're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. We have in stock right now a truly huge selection of every kind of flooring, which we bought at pre-inflation prices, so we can offer it to you at prices we all thought were a distant memory. Now to August 8th. Millions of dollars worth of carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, and much more, as much as 60% off. The Floor Store's summer rollback sale. Let's relive the good old days. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Hi, this is Allison Norman, host of The Real Estate Hour, Sundays right here on KSRO. If this is the year you plan to start building your real estate investment portfolio, let's chat. As a local realtor and property owner, I'm a firm believer in the power of real estate as a wealth-building tool. Have you been thinking of investing in real estate but don't know where to start? I can help. Whether you're thinking of a long-term retirement strategy, passive income, An income-generating vacation home or simply looking for information, I can connect you with agents I know and trust around the world to help you through the process. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty, and she's host of the Real Estate Hour Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, and you're listening here on the 1st of January, the first day of 2023. Welcome, and thanks for joining us here. And if you went out and had a good time last night, I'm hoping you're not feeling it too much this morning. it was hard for, I stayed up till midnight, but it was, so it was hard to get up this morning, but I didn't go out and party, so.
Well, congratulations to you.
I don't know, that just makes me a boring person or a smart person for, because I knew I had to be here, so anyway. There you go. Let's talk about getting, okay, we've been talking about the numbers and what's happening in real estate, and I really can't, you know, like I said, can't stress enough paying attention to local trends, things that are happening, and understanding that when they say sales are down, home sales drop in November and December, and this, and you see on the news, and it's, it's dramatic, and it, I want you to understand that is home sales. And there are various different reasons why home sales are down, and it does not equate to home values being down. And when you see not as many homes selling for $100,000 over the list price and not as many multiple offers and craziness, it's really a combination of several things. One, the interest rates are up, so less buyers out there, because there are some people that were really buying because of the low interest rates. We had a lot of investors. We had people moving from outside the area, moving here to buy a second home, a vacation home, wanting to do vacation rental, not realizing that really Sonoma County is very restrictive with vacation rentals, with the exception of the coast, which has different rules as far as that. We've heard a lot about that this year as well. But there's a lot of things driving the changes in the market, the economy, the people who've lost jobs, people who are having higher costs of living, all of us, higher costs of living, and the higher interest rates. But so all of these things affected the home sales, not necessarily your home's value. And again, a lot of the reason why we saw prices and statistics saying how much over the list price things were selling were because so many listings were priced way under the list, the value, intentionally to get multiple offers, to get overbidding. And everybody looked at that listing and said, oh, even buyers looking at that listing going, oh, that'll sell for, you know, it's listed at $599, it's going to sell for $850,000, $900,000, because it was priced too low, and it was priced too low on purpose. So when we're not seeing those huge jumps in value, in the difference between list price and sale price, a lot of it is because we're pricing things more, in the industry, has kind of been dubbed as transparent pricing. And basically that just means it's priced at the value that we all think it should be, and again, value is determined by not the price you put on it, not the price you want for it, not by the amount of money you put into it or the amount of money it took you to build it. It's determined by what a buyer is willing to pay for it, what a seller is willing to accept for it, what a lender will lend on it based on what an appraiser says it's worth. So there's a lot of factors in there. And you can remove that element from the appraiser saying what the value is by saying, you know what, I don't care what the appraiser said the value is worth. To me, the buyer, it's worth this amount. And if that's more than what the appraiser thinks it's worth, you just bring in some more money to make up the difference, fill that gap so that the lender is still giving you a loan at, you know, 80% loan to value, 80% of what the appraiser said it's worth. So you just have to bring in some extra money. So that was the way we were getting around that when the prices were selling for so much more. So sometimes it was more than what the appraiser said. And the appraisers are bound by the market and what things are selling for. They have to look at what things are listed at. They have to look to see what things have sold at. And they have to look in they can only go 3 months back unless they can't find anything. Then they can go back further. But they have to look at a lot of different factors. So really what it comes down to it, what a home is worth is what the seller's willing to accept for it and a buyer's willing to pay for it. So that's it. So anyway, just to understand that a lot of what we saw in the craziness of the last 2 years was people paying what they wanted to pay for a house, regardless of what it was worth, for one, and things being priced so much lower than they were actually worth in order to drum up all the activity and get higher price. So anyway, I personally am happy to see that things have settled down a little bit there. I'm happy to see more transparent pricing where buyers aren't getting beat up and where buyers aren't getting frustrated by seeing a listing that's, you know, listed at $599 and clearly isn't going to sell for $599. It's going to sell for way, 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 way over, and we all know it. And anyway, so I'm happy to see that has calmed down a little bit and that has gone back to some sense of normal. Again, very specific to the market that you're in and to the segment of the market. So whether it's a single family home, whether it's a condo, whether it's a multi-unit property, and is it a duplex, triplex, fourplex, or is it a family compound with three houses on one lot? Those are very different as well, and I really should break those down and show you the difference. That something, if you have a house, if you have a lot with one or like two or more houses on it, there's a lot of value in that, and there's a lot of buyers that are looking to consolidate their houses and buy a piece of land where the adult kids can live with their family, the grandparents can be there, or, you know, siblings, or just even friends, buying a piece of property where there's several houses. That type of property, there's a big demand for that. If you have something like that, I know several people that are looking, so would love to hear from you on that as well. But anyway, let's talk about, I'm rambling away about the market, but let's just talk about if you are planning on getting ready to sell your home this year. Really, we say it every year, do not wait till spring. If your house is ready now, there is no reason why you shouldn't put it on the market right now. We have buyers out there looking. We have buyers looking. There are people moving into the area for work. There's people moving into the area for family. There's, you know, people moving about in the county. You know, people get divorced, people get married, people pass away, they have to sell a house, or maybe they sold a house and now they have some money and they need to buy a house, or they want to buy a house, they want to buy an investment. There's always buyers out there. So there's this misconception that we should wait till spring to put our house in the market, and we tell you every year that don't wait. There's no reason. If you the only reason I could think of is if you're not ready, you're not ready. In this market right now, buyers are being a little pickier. So if you have to sell, you know, and you don't have the time or the money to do any little repairs, put it on the market now. If you have some money to do some repairs, and you feel like you really need to do those, and a lot of times it's a good idea, and I can meet with you and say, no, don't worry about that, or yes, you probably should do that. But that's a reason why you may not want to put your house on the market right now. But if your house is ready, put it on the market. And what I was going to say is really the main thing I could think of as a reason to wait is if you have a country property that's just muddy, that has flooding, that's just a mucky mess, and you don't want people, you know, traipsing through your house with their mud and all of that, then, you know, maybe wait till spring. However, our springs are pretty wet around here. You know, when does the rain usually stop, Joe? Like April?
Actually, it feels like it stopped for about 4 years.
Well, that's true. But we usually get the really wet, like February, March, I think, is when we've had like big flooding typically. But you're right. We're kind of low on rain these years. But so really, there's not a good reason to wait. A lot of people think, oh, my house will look better in the spring. Everything will be blooming. It won't be muddy. It won't be wet. Really, as a buyer, it's a good idea to look at a property when it's wet, to look and make sure it's not leaking, to look and see how the water's flowing down the hill. I had one house I sold out in the river area where the guy that lived there said, oh, when it rains, the water pours like right underneath the house because it was on a hill, you know, and that would have been good to actually see that if it was raining. So it's a good idea as a buyer to look at a house or a property when it's raining and in the wintertime. But honestly, there's this misconception that you need to wait until spring. And if you're waiting till spring, now you're going to be not the only house that's on the market in your neighborhood. You might be one of three or four or five that are direct competition to you. So put it on the market now. There are buyers out there looking. There's really not going to be a huge, as far as anyone can tell and what I've been hearing, there's not going to be a huge change in the interest rates in that short amount of time. We are expecting that they'll, you know, and hoping that they'll come down a little bit over the next year or two. You know, really, unless your house isn't ready, put it on the market now or at least have a conversation with a realtor and see what that's going to look like, see what the value is based on the comps in your neighborhood and all of that. And just remember, as a seller in the market, it's not the same market as it was last year. If you have a neighbor that sold and they got multiple offers and overbids and all of that, you're probably not going to see that unless you have this really, you know, you're really in that sweet spot that everybody wants and they're going to be overbidding and fighting over it. You're probably not going to see that. So it's a different market. It's a different strategy that you need to have when you sell. It's a different expectation. And really understand that buyers are going to be a little pickier. They're spending more money in interest. they have more to look at, they have more to choose from, and they're really not as in much of a hurry as they were when they were trying to get in there. There's kind of this frenzy that happens. We all know it and we've all experienced it when you're competing against something and you get caught up in wanting to win, you know, and that's why a lot of agents were pricing homes really low, is to kind of get that frenzy, and then people end up paying more than they really wanted to for a property. But just that market has kind of left us now. So just keep that in mind. And as a seller, check those expectations, have that conversation with the realtor, and understand that buyers are going to be a little pickier. And that doesn't mean it's a horrible market. It just means that you need to adjust your expectations a little bit and understand the market. And having a conversation with a realtor is the best way to get started. I am happy to meet with you. No obligation ever. I'm glad to meet with you, tell you what I think you should do to get your home ready for the market. And that's all we have time for today. So happy, happy new year. You can always give me a call, 707-799-3617. And I can help you out with any of your real estate needs. Have a great day. Happy new year, everyone.
You've been listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Join Allison every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home and your chance to call in and ask your questions directly to Allison. You can reach Allison anytime at 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO and KSRO.com.